Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Brendan Bayard joins us now. And Brendan, last week, 44 contestants entered. Three went on to compete in the Hobie Fishing Worlds event. Tell us how the tournament went. You were in it.
Yeah, Don, it was a great event. We had a lot of cold weather building up to that event, and the day of the tournament was in the 40s, and the water was right about 50 degrees when we first launched. I was starting over there in the pumping station right there, because that's a great wintertime spot. There was a few of us in there as well, along with second place winner Robert Burkhart. He caught the biggest trout, which was no surprise. I thought somebody was going to catch that biggest trout of the tournament in that pumping station, because whenever it gets cold, those big girls go in there and sit on the bottom. You just have to get lucky to put the right one in front of the right lure in front of one of those big trout's face, and he got it done. There was the winner actually came from North Carolina, Andrew Imes, and I've fished against Andrew before. He's come down in the old IFA tournaments over the years, so it was good to see a familiar face. He won the tournament in kind of a really nice fashion. He got a 152 inches, and that was between five trout and two red. So you could do the math in your head, and that's some seriously impressive fish. You know, almost a 20-inch average on the trout, big reds. It was a great day out there fishing.
Was Andrew fishing in that pumping station area too?
No, actually, he went out to the lake and fished kind of the north side of the lake. So, there's some big fish over there in Golden Meadow right now if you want to get out. I was so enamored with having a trolling motor to use in a tournament. I just spent my day checking out all kinds of new things, and it was so fun. But I guess I was a little distracted from the goal, and I was like, wow, I could go 7 miles. I can go 8 miles one way. And
yeah, I can't tell you how many times I sat there by that pumping station and watched boats run out of there, running right past fish. It happened all the time. Well, that's great. Now, the next tournament for the coming up for the club, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, is the Minimalist Challenge. And now this is going to be different this year because the electric motors are going to be allowed. Do you think that's going to hurt participation or not at all?
I'm sure some people will be discouraged about that rule change, but I also have talked to people that have got kayaks in the last few years, and there's kind of a trend where these guys just get, whatever kind of, just kind of find an entry-level kayak as cheaply as they can, and then they get a trolling motor to just get out there and start fishing, and it's understandable. Some kayak models cost a lot, especially the ones with the pedal drives and stuff, but you're seeing a lot of guys get these trolling motors and canoes, kayaks. And so there is a growing number of those guys, which will be able to fish the tournaments too. So we'll see how it goes. It's, you know, there's no perfect science to whenever you make a rule change, you're going to upset some people, you're going to please some people. And we just really wanted to try something different, make it all about fishing. And, you know, after doing kayak fishing for 20 years, you know, everybody knows everybody's spots from the close side of the road. And so now we get motors and we can get a little bit further. And so we can start learning some new waters. And I'm excited about that because it'll give us a little bit more range to go out there and find some new waters to enjoy.
Yeah, that's a unique perspective on it. Brendan, tell us about the Minimalist Challenge. I tell you, it's one. I really like the rules and how this tournament is shaped up. It's very unique.
Yeah, we've been doing it, gosh, it must be 20 years now. But you show up to the launch, and you get a Ziploc bag. And, you know, it maybe has like five plastics and maybe a hard bait and some jig heads. And you're only allowed to fish with those baits the whole day. And so if you snag one on the bottom or you lose one, or you throw it in the tree or something, you're out of luck. So you have to be both conservative on your baits and take care of them. And then, you know, you have to basically, you know, think about what you would use. And I don't know, it's an awesome, unique perspective on trying to catch a fish against everybody on an equal playing field, if you will. I mean, you know that everybody else fishing has got to use the same bait. So it's great. And people catch a lot of big fish that day. And then you're exposed to new bait that you wouldn't have concentrated with if otherwise. So it's a great opportunity for both the sponsors of the Minimalist, because they're getting 100 people to use their baits, and us to get to use new baits.
Yeah, it's a great concept. Well, Brendan, before you go, and you can register, by the way, at bckfc.org and find out more information about it. Before you go, these days we got chilly mornings, sunny afternoons, temperatures on a roller coaster. If you're fishing trout in a kayak, how do you put the what's your technique for fishing during these times?
Yeah, we're definitely in the wintertime. If it's if you wake up and it's been cold for a couple of days, it's the typical, you know, I'm fishing dead end canals, deeper water, deep water that doesn't turn over. I'm not fishing in a running bayou that's 20 feet deep. I'm fishing in a pond that's 20 feet deep that's not having current in it. Just to keep the temperature difference between the marsh and those deeper spots, you know, important to the trout. Those are the kind of places I'm looking for that have fish stack up whenever there's a temperature of, say, 50s and lower. When you get those days where the temperature is above, say, 50, mid-50s, I'm looking at flats, like scattered oyster shell flats in the, 3 to 6 foot range. I'm drifting those. That's usually on the warmer trend days in the wintertime. And then you want to look at the atmospheric pressure to determine if you want to throw topwaters or if you want to throw plastics or corks. With the shrimp still in the marsh a little bit, those marker 54 shrimps have been doing a lot of damage. I definitely bring either those or some voodoos or some DOAs to put under in your bag to throw under a cork. And then, Miradines and topwaters are also a great favorite of mine.
Very good. Brendan, thanks so much for those great tips, as you do all year long. And we'll be checking in with you on our last program of the week. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All righty. Our last program of the year, I think, is what I meant to say.